In a competitive world built on success, what do you do with failure? The late Apple founder Steve Jobs bounced back from failure. And in a recent New York Times story about schools, Dominic Randolph, headmaster of the prestigious Riverdale Country School in New York, said the most important quality school can teach, character, only comes from failure, adding, in most highly academic environments in the U.S., no one fails anything. Well, one American company has decided to celebrate, or at least acknowledge, failure. Jeff Stibel is chair and CEO of Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. They provide credit services to business. And so, Jeff, what did you do? What did you create?
What we created was the opportunity to cherish failure. We took the biggest wall we have in our office here, and we made it a failure wall. And we put a bunch of very well-known quotes, and then we added some of our own. In fact, I added my own.
What were yours?
My biggest one was that I had an opportunity to sell my first company to a little-known company called Google at the time. That was one of many, of course. I have a number of personal ones on the wall. I have a number of business ones. And the neat thing about getting those failures out there is it allows you to release, own up to the failures, and learn from them.
Well, I understand that you sort of snuck into your company's headquarters one night with some paint and stencil things, and you did this. How did your employees react when they saw it?
A little bit of confusion, a little bit of trepidation, and a little bit of humor, because they saw my failures mixed in with quotes about failure from, you know, a bunch of other individuals who they did know.
Thomas Edison's, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." James Joyce, "Mistakes are the portals of discovery." So at first they're a little unsure what's going on, and then what?
And then nothing. I didn't want them to think anything of it other than, here's someone in the company in a senior position owning up to his failures, being proud of his failures. Pretty soon, what ended up happening was other employees started writing their failures on the wall. And what followed suit was basically a cacophony. I mean, we've got more failures on that wall and now other walls than we even know what to do with. And a funny thing happened as we started owning up to our failures. Our company started succeeding in ways we didn't anticipate. In large part, it was because we were starting to learn from our failures.
Here are some of those from your employees. It was Lindsay Long that wrote, "I wrote a 300-page book on understanding personality types, then had irreconcilable personality differences with my writing partner." Well, here's another from Aaron Stibel, perhaps a relation.
Yeah.
"I invested $1,000,000 in 8 months implementing an unproven performance improvement to discover tax. It didn't work and never went into production." Now, that's quite a confession. And I guess, Jeff, the question is, how far are you willing to take this? If someone says, you know, I made an accounting error that lost this company $2 million and I haven't told anyone about it before. I mean, when does it become a fireable offense?
In my mind, the confession is never a fireable offense. The unwillingness to confess, to hide, that's what's fireable, because we can't learn from what we don't know.
Here's some other ones. "My successful failure was to work in online marketing when I came to L.A. to work in showbiz." So this is from Alexander Stakos. So that's
yes.
A good failure. You know, I thought I wanted to be in acting, and so I took this job in online marketing, and I guess he's saying, and now I'm at this company, which seemed like a good thing.
I think it's a great thing knowing him. I think he's much better in marketing than in Hollywood.
That's Jeff Stibel, chair and CEO of Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. They provide credit services to businesses, and he's put up a wall of failure where employees can confess theirs. But Jeff, underscoring, the businesses that you provide credit services to, there's only a certain amount of failure they would take.
I actually disagree. I think the level of risk is different, but think about what makes a small company become a big company. Sony started off as a small little rice cooking company, and look at where they are today. They're there today because their rice cookers were, well, they were pretty bad. They innovated around their lack of success, you know, as a rice cooker. And I see time and time again small businesses succeeding accidentally. I mean, Procter & Gamble used to be a little company that made candles until they had one giant mistake in their factory. And what came out of that was Ivory Soap. Failure is what leads companies to their biggest success.
Jeff Stibel, again, thanks so much.
Well, thank you again, Robin. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you taking the time.